Imagine the shock and confusion that filled Joseph's heart when he discovered his betrothed, Mary, was expecting a child he knew wasn't his. The situation was definitely scandalous. But at the heart of the Christmas story lies an extraordinary act of faith. And on today's Insight for Living, Chuck Swindoll invites us to explore the questions that probably flooded Joseph's mind. Today's program is the first one leading up to Christmas. Chuck titled his message with a question, Joseph, did you know?
Beginning today, for two Sundays, we'll be focusing our attention on the holiday season. During these Sundays, I will be preaching from the New Living Translation, which is certainly a very reliable and readable, relevant rendering of the scriptures true to the original text. But if it sounds a little different, that's the reason. I find that on this particular Sunday and the two that follow, there often are people who have not normally come to church, and it's a great time for us to help them understand the message and to realize how it addresses the things of life that we all live with and deal with. Today I'll speak on Joseph, did you know? Next Sunday will be on Jesus, what a gift. For the reading of God's word, it is in Matthew chapter 1, the latter part of the chapter, verses 18 through 25. This is how Jesus the Messiah was born. His mother, Mary, was engaged to be married to Joseph, but before the marriage took place, while she was still a virgin, she became pregnant through the power of the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her fiancé, was a good man and did not want to disgrace her publicly, so he decided to break the engagement quietly. As he considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. Joseph, son of David, the angel said, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child within her was conceived by the Holy Spirit, and she will have a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this occurred to fulfill the Lord's message through his prophet. Look, the virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. When Joseph woke up, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded and took Mary as his wife. And he did not have sexual relations with her until her son was born. And Joseph named him Jesus.
Did you know that your baby boy would but save our sons and daughters. Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered was soon. Did you know?
Did you know?
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm the storm with his hand? Did you know? Of God, Mary, did you know? Mary, did you know? The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again.
No Christmas is complete without the singing of Mary, Did You Know? We love it because it is both so simple and yet so profound. No less than 10 times in the song, Mary is asked the same question. Did you know? And every one of the 10 times she would have to answer, no, no, I did not know. While changing his diapers and preparing him for sleep at night, seeing his tiny feet, she didn't know that they would one day walk on water. While holding his hand and crossing a busy road in dusty Nazareth, she didn't know that one day he would calm a storm with that hand. As she taught him the words of a Hebrew nursery rhyme, she didn't know her little boy would one day rule the nations. She didn't know. And while rocking him to sleep at night and seeing that peaceful look in his face, as he began to sleep and she would kiss him repeatedly, she really didn't think she was kissing the face of God. Now then, if you didn't think Mary knew a lot of things, can you imagine the questions her husband would ask? and how difficult it would be for him to answer some of them. He would be able to make the little crib in which the baby would sleep. He would even hold him before nighttime and then lay him in the crib. More often than not, surely he thought, what child is this? Knowing he had nothing whatever to do with his conception. Nothing. And he certainly must have trained him to hold a mallet and to drive those small nails into the cabinet he was making as a young carpenter. He must have stood back in the shadows and thought about his real father. How did that work? We've had centuries to think about it, but Joseph had really no time. It was thrust on him. It must have been at first a massive puzzle. While reading best-selling author Malcolm Gladwell's book, Blink, I came across an interesting puzzle. A man and his son are in a serious car accident. The father is killed and the son is rushed to the emergency room. Upon arrival, the attending doctor looks at the child and gasps, "This is my son." Who is the doctor? This is called an insight puzzle. It's not like a math or a logic question that can be worked out in a systematically with a pencil and paper. The only way you can get the answer is if it comes to you suddenly in the blink of an eye. You need to make a leap beyond the automatic assumption that doctors are always men. They aren't always, of course. The doctor is the boy's mother. I must have thought about that question when I read it 10, 15, 20 minutes before I got it. I thought, you qualify Swindoll as dummy of the year, not figuring that one out, but not really. Most folks don't when they first hear the puzzle. But Joseph's question was the other question. Who is his father, really? Oh, I know what Mary said. I heard it. I know. But I just can't help but wonder how all of that happened. For the first and only time in all of time, a womb carries a fetus that was not pregnated by a man. How? How could it be? Maybe one day Mark Lowry and Buddy Green will write a song, Joseph, Did You Know? It'll probably have 40 verses to it and be filled with 15, 20, 30 questions that you think you could answer if you were Joseph. No, 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 you weren't there. You're here. And you have had all of this time to think about it, work it through. And for some of you, still try to believe it. Conceived by the Holy Spirit. Matthew cuts to the chase in his first chapter toward the end. He writes a unique section of verses that have found their way into sacred scripture, and they are unique in that they are found nowhere else. Mark, nor Luke, nor John include this information about Joseph, only Matthew. If it were not for Matthew's pen, we would not know some of these things. We would not know most of these things. His focus on Joseph is unique in that it is one time only. So for the next few minutes, I would like for you to forget you've heard the story. I would like for you to put yourself in this man's sandals. I would like for you to imagine being engaged to the love of your life, this young Jewess, and think about what you are being asked to do. I'm going to read a verse and then stop. Say a few words about it and then go to the next verse and stop. And I'll do the same through this section. Our focus is on Joseph for a change. Verse 18. This is how Jesus the Messiah was born. His mother, notice it does not say their parents or his parents. Only his mother is engaged to be married to Joseph, but before the marriage took place, while she was still a virgin, Matthew is careful to write, she became pregnant through the power of the Holy Spirit. Stop. Well, we know of the Magnificat. We know of the visit of the angel Gabriel because we have read Luke 1. We piece that together because we are there with her on the printed page. But Mary is alone when the angel comes. I don't know what she was doing. I don't know what time of day it was. I don't know where she was. She's all alone. Joseph isn't there. He knows nothing of an angelic visit. And suddenly, out of the blue, there's a chill that runs up her spine as she realizes she is in the presence of a heavenly being that has appeared before her, announcing, "You are the chosen one." She herself wonders, how can this be since I've never known a man? Of course she would ask that, as any one of you virgins would ask. How could it be that I'm pregnant? I've never known a man intimately. And remember, none of this is known to Joseph. What is in his mind is the joy of marriage that will come in a matter of months. Right now, in the words of this passage, he is engaged. Stop again. Engagement in our 21st century Western culture life is not binding. We meet someone. We find ourselves attracted to that person. We hang out. I said to my granddaughter the other day, "Are you dating him?" She said, "Oh, no." I said, "Well, have you been to dinner?" "Well, yes." "Did you go to a movie?" "Well, yeah." "You sit and talk?" "Well, yeah." "Now, that's a date." "No, it's not a date. We're hanging out." Okay, so Joseph and Mary have been hanging out together. And in a matter of time, they both realize they are meant for marriage. But you didn't just get married. You certainly did not elope. As good, upstanding Jews that they were, they went to the rabbi. They told the rabbi of their love for one another, and he would bring out a document. The document was to be read and then signed, binding them to one another. Binding them. The only way to break that betrothal, that engagement, in case she is found to be pregnant and it is not the groom-to-be's child two options. One would bring shame to the family and to her as well. He would have her stoned. Sounds cruel. That was life in the first century. The other option, more compassionate, but one rarely taken, was that the groom-to-be would simply and quietly go back to the rabbi, have her at his side, and pay whatever would be the amount for the bill of divorcement. And that would be embarrassing, because she would then bear a child out of wedlock, which was unheard of, or at least certainly not as accepted as in our day. But it was the more gracious thing to do. Now we're back to the story. Before the marriage took place, that's very important, before they ever had sexual relations with one another in the joys and intimacy of the marriage bond, she, while still a virgin, became pregnant. Verse 19. Joseph, her fiancé, was a good man. The Greek word for good is the word for just. He's a man of justice. He thinks about what is the right thing to do. He cares about her. He does not want to disgrace her publicly. Now you know what that means. And so he decided to break the engagement quietly. He's careful. He's thoughtful. He is also realistic. If you are like I, born in a little town and raised in that little town, you know how townspeople can talk. Gossips can be cruel. Joseph knew that. For him to go through that is one thing. For Mary to go through it, she's the one pregnant. He has nothing to do with it. Leave her to go through it. But he's a just man, and he struggles with that.
Chuck Swindoll has set the scene for us. Joseph, newly betrothed, found himself in an untenable position. But as you know, his fears were unfounded once he understood the divine plan that was unfolding. You're listening to a special Christmas edition of Insight for Living. Chuck will continue this message on Monday's program. Stick with us because Chuck has prepared an important update on his ministry plans, which he'll share in just a moment. But first, a quick preview of what's ahead in the coming week. Today's message from Chuck is called Joseph, Did You Know? It's paired with another message we'll hear next week called Jesus, What a Gift. These two holiday messages will keep our hearts and minds focused on the Christ child throughout Christmas week. Our study in Moses will resume on Monday, December 30th. And now, here's Chuck.
2024 was my last year to preach from the pulpit here in Frisco at Stonebriar Community Church. I retired from the pulpit, but I have definitely not retired from the ministry. I look forward to creating new content in my ministry for you and your loved ones throughout 2025. Now, you can rest assured that Insight for Living Ministries will continue to expand our resources throughout this coming year and the years ahead. Now, I want to ask you a very personal question. Would you lock arms with us and lean in with us as we step into this new year with a gift that you can provide, perhaps even a year-end gift that you can give us? And we will use that for the purpose of launching our new plans for the future. I want to extend my personal thanks to all of you who have left us notes, sent comments, mailed letters to us, encouraging us as we face the future together. May our Lord wonderfully bless each and every one of you
as we together celebrate our Savior's birth and grace in all of our lives during this beautiful season of the year.
To reach out to Chuck Swindoll and Insight for Living with your generous year-end contribution, let me give you our contact information. To send a donation in the mail, you can write to us at Insight for Living, Post Office Box 5000, Frisco, Texas 75034. Bear in mind, we love hearing your personal stories of life change. Your letters, your comments online, we read every one of them. I'm reminded of a note we received from a member of the U.S. Air Force who's on active duty. While serving our country, James lost his wife in a tragic auto accident, leaving two sons behind. One was 7 and the other was just 1 year old. James said, "I started listening to Insight for Living shortly after my wife's ascension into heaven, and I found truth, love, and hope through every message. To this day, as I listen, I smile, I cry, and I laugh." And he adds, "I want to thank everyone who participates in Chuck's ministry." Well, James, thank you for sharing those powerful words. It affirms that God is using Insight for Living to give men and women around the world a touch of His grace. Our address again is Post Office Box 5000, Frisco, Texas 75034. If you'd like to speak with one of our friendly ministry reps, just call us at 800-772-8888. Or anytime, day or night, go online to insight.org/donate. I'm Bill Meyer. Join us when Chuck Swindoll continues his dramatic Christmas message called Joseph, Did You Know? Monday on Insight for Living.
The preceding message, Joseph, Did You Know? Was copyrighted in 2012, 2013, and 2024, and the sound recording was copyrighted in 2024 by Charles R. Swindoll, Inc. All rights are reserved worldwide. Duplication of copyrighted material for commercial use is strictly prohibited.